From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran says Implementation Day is drawing near. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Wednesday his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency will issue a final report, perhaps as early as Friday, confirming it has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's implementation in remarks Wednesday near Washington.
I can assure you, we will continue to monitor implementation of this agreement closely because, yes, existential challenges are at stake here. And we will ensure that the specter of a nuclear-armed Iran is removed as a threat to the Middle East security and global peace. And it is not insignificant that Iran has agreed to submit to this, agreed to undertake these steps, agreed that it will not build this weapon.
Mr. Kerry said the so-called implementation day, when Iran has fulfilled all its obligations, is going to take place soon. That will provide Tehran with sanctions relief. Meanwhile, Mr. Kerry said Iran's release of 10 U.S. Navy personnel Wednesday after their two craft drifted into Iranian waters was a success for diplomacy. The freed crew members are now at a U.S. facility in Qatar. The Ethiopian government Wednesday announced it is scrapping controversial plans to expand the capital Addis Ababa into surrounding rural areas, a decision made public in November that sparked violent anti-government protests. Human Rights Watch says its own assessment concluded that at least 140 people had been killed in a crackdown on protests over the pending displacement of farmers in the land of the Oromo people, Ethiopia's largest ethnic minority. The government has issued no official figures on casualties. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Wednesday said the U.S. Special Operations Forces have arrived in Iraq and are set to help Baghdad's forces target Islamic State strongholds. He said about 200 commandos have already established contact with Iraqis and expect to look for, quote, new targets, new strikes, and new opportunities.
And the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force, I announced in December, is now in place and is preparing to work with the Iraqis to begin going after ISIL's fighters and commanders, killing or capturing them wherever we find them, along with other key targets.
The U.S. is seeking to help Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces retake Mosul in northern Iraq and assist Syrian rebels oust IS fighters in northern Syria. President Obama spoke by phone Wednesday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin about ongoing efforts to bring the Syrian civil war to an end, as well as abiding by terms of a ceasefire in Ukraine. They both voiced support for UN talks to resolve the civil war in Syria, in which President Bashar al-Assad's future remains a key sticking point. U.S. lawmakers were told Wednesday the road to successfully blunt North Korea's military adventurism and potentially forcing the rogue nation to give up its nuclear weapons program runs through Beijing. Bonnie Glazer of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies was among those appearing before the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
The U.S. should not expect Beijing to completely abandon its ally and forge a common strategy with Washington to squeeze North Korea until it gives up its nuclear weapons or collapses. But it may be possible to persuade China to strictly comply with its existing international commitments, to further tighten sanctions on North Korea, and to reduce its support or make continued support contingent on specific actions by Pyongyang to return to its denuclearization pledges.
Heritage Foundation analyst Bruce Klinger said it's essential to get China to comply with existing sanctions against Pyongyang. The U.S. House of Representatives voted nearly unanimously Tuesday to pass legislation to broaden sanctions on North Korea. The U.S. has expressed concerns about an ongoing crackdown against Chinese human rights defenders following reports Wednesday. Several prominent rights lawyers were arrested on charges of state subversion. Some of them were charged after being held for 6 months. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States urges China to drop these charges and immediately release these lawyers and others like them detained for seeking to protect the rights of Chinese citizens.
The lawyers were among more than 130 lawyers detained last July after being accused of organizing protests outside courtrooms in an effort to pressure local authorities. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said a gun and bomb attack Wednesday near the Pakistani consulate in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel and wounded 10, including 3 civilians. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.